Wow, what I thought. Hello, people of this podcast. We are the boys.
No, we just started this because I challenged Tyler about 4 minutes ago.
4 minutes ago, exactly.
That he couldn't get us a podcast started because we think we're three funny motherfuckers.
We're pretty freaking funny, I think.
And we just wanted to get this started.
Jordan's all like,
on the roll.
Uno, my nails. Uno.
They're not clamshells, dude. You don't need a giant knife like that.
Just let me do this.
Jordan. We didn't ask Jordan's permission for him to be in this, so he's just kind of like, he's here if he wants to be.
Dude, I didn't ask your permission.
That's very true.
I made you start this.
All right, cheers, bud.
Cheers.
I love you, Jordan. All right, hello. Damn, I wish I could like ask people questions, but nobody knows our podcast yet.
Well, see, we don't need to think. We don't need to keep like talking to the phone. We can just talk.
True.
Now
we need to think of a name.
Who cares? We'll figure that out after this video.
That's fair.
Let's just talk.
For now, we're just gonna call it. We're the boys.
Someone's gonna have to edit it later.
Yes, very true. Classy. You can't see it, but I'm holding up a.
Don't talk to the phone.
Don't talk to the phone.
No.
Don't talk to. Don't.
Now we've got it recording.
All right.
Oh, fuck, that's all that's important. All
right, we'll figure it out later, I guess.
Yeah.
I'm going to smoke a cigarette.
And we just hang out as normal.
Okay. Hey, James, do you mind if I smoke a cigarette? I know you don't.
You're talking to the phone.
I know.
Okay, James.
I can't fucking can't help it. All right. Hey, James. Sup?
I don't give a fuck.
I know, but sup?
Sup.
But sup?
Sup. Goddamn. Hard dicks and airplanes.
Stick it straight up. Just like this, like Bubbles. When he's talking about his bird.
You want me to feed you one? I'll feed you one.
You fucking want one? Fuck off, Ricky. Go fuck yourself. This is gonna sound dumb, but funny. I'm gonna love it. Fucking James, you know what we need to do? We need to, like, rewatch that video that we made that one time. That shit was funny.
Which one?
That one when you were at my house that time before Jordan was even our friend.
Do I still have it?
Yeah. It's on my Facebook somewhere. If you go to my Facebook and look at my videos, you can find it, I'm sure.
Social media.
I don't know.
I don't know this stuff.
I only fuck with Facebook mostly.
I got an Instagram,
but I don't really use it much. I'm just too.
I made an Instagram.
Yeah.
And then I never once used it.
Yeah.
And Instagram. I don't even know what the fuck my cover photo is. It's probably the same one for my Facebook.
I think mine is my waves photo or my waves tattoo. Like when I was like trying to like show off to be cool, like show waves, like hey, you guys, I got a tattoo. For you guys.
Is it under Watson or
Vavatson? Vavatson.
Vavatson.
Yeah. That's it.
Vavatson.
Yeah, look at my background.
Yeah, I've seen that.
It's Simba and Timon and Pumbaa as Outcast from the album cover of Stankonia. That shit rolls.
Oh, is that what it's from?
Yeah, it's from an Outcast album cover.
Can I ask who's Outcast?
They're a rap group. They sang.
I'm sorry. They're a rap group. They're one of them hippity hoppity groups.
They're hip hopping. They're bebopping.
They're musical people.
I miss Corey, man. Like we're just walking around, moving around.
He was hip hopping and bebopping day long.
That's all Corey does. It's all he knows. It's hip hopping and a bebopping.
Did you talk to Corey much?
You went to his party. Oh yeah,
but like before, like
we did
at work.
His house.
It was awesome.
Yeah, I wish I did coke at his house.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, she literally Sam brought that up yesterday. Isn't that weird?
Really?
Because like I haven't talked about Corey in weeks with anyone.
I miss Corey.
And then Sam brought up that party yesterday, and now we just brought it up again.
Yeah.
Like, isn't that weird?
A fun time, man.
You ever notice, like, if you learn a new word within 24 hours, you'll hear that word again, like, for the second time?
Yeah.
Like, have you ever learned a word one day? Hear that word again within 24 hours. Like, guaranteed.
You know what's weird?
No.
No.
Like female orgasm.
No. That was quick. That was quick and good. You know what's weird? No. Fucking Jordan. I love you, dude.
I love you,
too. I'm about to smoke a cigarette.
I feel like Eeyore.
I don't know.
Smoke your cigarette, man.
I'm going to. I'm telling the people so they can... They can't see me. No, I want them to know. So they can... Fucking, I'm just gonna fucking do it.
All so right. Just Jordan and I gotta keep talking without you?
I don't fucking know. I'm just telling the people so they, because they can't see what I'm doing.
Oh, you smoking? I'm not here. Or you leaving?
No, I'm just doing it right now.
He's just fucking leaving.
I don't know if you were going outside to do it.
No, I just wanted to, talk about it. Is that okay?
You usually go outside to smoke cigarettes, so.
Do you want me to?
No, I don't give a fuck. It's all not right. My house.
Thank you, guys.
It's your boy.
Holy hell! Holy hell!
Sorry, I don't want to wake up. It's okay. My bad.
Scaring the children and the wife. Holy hell!
That's my fault.
Dude, we need to get Rosie in on this podcast. I think she'd be funny on a podcast.
She can come. You know, she's enough episodes.
I mean, not right now, but I mean, like on a later time. You know?
Yeah. She can work her way in.
I'm
sure it'll happen.
Rosie never did.
We'll be recording, and she'll walk in.
Rosie's so cool.
And be funny, because she's always funny.
I'm glad I don't have to raise her, though. I'm glad I don't have to raise any kids.
It's nice being the fun drunk uncle.
Yeah, I'm the fun drunk uncle. I'm the funkle, too. I bring the funk, and I'm the...
I've got 7 nieces and 1 nephew. Nephews.
I got so many 2 fucking nephews, nieces and nephews nieces, that I don't even know how many I have.
And I'm just the drunk uncle. Whenever I see them, they're like, Uncle James! Uncle James! So I'm like, we can play for... half hour, and then, like, you know, fuck off.
Like, hey, you guys. None of my nieces and nephews are allowed to play with my guitars anymore. I can't fucking
do it. Or grandma and grandpa. Grandma always wants to be in charge and have fun. And that's my mom. And I was like, yeah, no. I'll play with them for a minute, but...
we'll have a whole heap of fun.
Yeah, grandma. We're going to have a great time. And grandma's then I'm not in charge of anything important.
Dude, for real, grandmas are the best.
I'm just playtime.
Uncle Dragon.
Not in a sexual way.
I know.
The mic came out wrong.
No, I know. I don't take you as that kind of person. I've known you for long enough.
I do. Hey, Jordan.
Then you let him come to your house.
I got really high and sassy.
Hi, Sass. Knuckle tap.
Hi, Sass.
Yeah, if you guys were to get a knuckle tap, would
see,
you,
hi,
would
you sass, it, that say would also hi, Sass? Be leave it in the comments. Ass.
Hi, Sass. If you were high and you had an ass,
let's see, you could all be a knuckle tap. Get like an exclamation point and it'd be like high as ass.
Or you can get drag wash and make people think that you're a fucking drag queen.
I would do knuckle tats. It's just real hard to commit to one thing. Because there's so many good... I hear you guys spouting them off all the time. I'm like, that'd be good.
There's a fucking...
that'd also be good.
Dude, there's 1,000 of them. And that are too good.
I wouldn't even know. I couldn't commit to one thing on my knuckles.
This is a 10-second decision, honestly.
I've got 4 tattoos.
I was too pressured into it.
And this is actually
legitimately good, though.
I can't even commit to below get that here or the knees. Like, it's all in my core.
Yeah.
Where if you're I put a t-shirt cats. On, no one else can see it.
Yeah. Dude.
Well, because I was going to be a teacher and shit, you know?
Oh, I feel you. Yeah. Where? Mine are just like, I'm just like, fuck all of that. And I'm just like, I just want to see
one of my teachers
sleeves.
Has a... he's like, he shaves his head bald and he has a beard and he has these big gauges with like glasses. And he has tattoos. But he's real cool. His name is Mr. Gilbert.
Mr. Gilbert. Shouts out to Mr. Gilbert.
So I know no one on the listening could hear this, but like, doesn't it look like I used to do heroin? Cause like,
does this look like I used to do heroin? Cause I used to donate plasma.
Huh? No, not really.
I actually have a wound there.
Look, like, you see all these dots like right in that area?
No, I've seen heroin. That doesn't look like heroin.
Okay, but it looks like I used to get like a lot of like shots or something.
Can this be used as evidence?
But like.
Can this be used as evidence?
I remember I had a rash when I was a kid, but I just realized, like, I have a lot... like, right in this area where, like, you get blood from and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Just right there, like, in the middle of, like, the front part of the elbow. I don't even know what that's called. But like where the vein is right there?
Well, like the vein stuff's right here. But like, why do I have all those dots?
Zits?
No.
You got elbow zits?
Oh, man.
You got anti-elbow zits?
I guess I do have like a shit ton of dots. Like, look at all these fucking scars and shit.
Did you get a tattoo that says anti-elbow zits?
Anti-elbow zits?
Yeah, do it. I'll do it.
On my neck? Why?
Anywhere you want.
Your neck as you say that.
No, get it on your anti-elbow.
Anti-elbow?
Yeah, like the front part of your elbow. I don't even know what the fuck it's called. That's why I call it the anti-elbow. What?
The fro-elbow.
The fro-elbow. Fuck you, Jordan. Woo! Woo! Wu-Tang. You know how, oh yeah, I realized this the other day.
Dang. Oh no.
I realized this the other day. You know how Jordan always
Oh no, like, it's a purple knife.
Let me see.
Like a very bright purple knife and a very bright orange torch.
I'm just kidding. No, but you know.
I'll do it.
I'm not gonna do that. No, I'm too much of a pussy. Sure. But fucking you know how Jordan like always be like,
how do I do that?
Say woo!
Heat it up.
How do I know when it's
Jordan,
done?
Jordan says woo all the time.
You don't.
I'm smoking a cigarette.
You just gotta guess.
Can you tell me?
I'm sorry,
I don't
James.
Know. I don't even know
I've
how.
I've been there. Guessing. Fucking just fucking turn the thing.
Turn the thing.
Okay, turn the
I
thing.
I think.
The thing on.
Didn't
there you
the
go.
Thing. Right, okay.
Yeah, I did.
Oh. I have that button working.
Burn it alive.
Damn, you turned that thing.
I would probably leave it on there for like.
Shit. Wrong way. Wrong way, wrong way.
I would probably leave it on there for like 30 seconds.
Alright, I'm gonna set it down.
What the fuck?
You can set it down and leave it there.
I must. One. Two.
That was me.
Three.
I apologize for being rude.
27.
Hello, people.
Alright. Can I, like.
If you're listening to this, I love all of you.
No, leave it on.
Except for Douchebeard. That guy sucks.
Fuck Douchebeard.
Yeah, fuck Douchebeard.
Fuck Douchebeard.
In his beard.
Even when he's trying to be nice to me. He's like, I don't like him. I don't fucking like him.
I've never seen him try to be nice to you.
Yeah. Lately, though. Since I fucking cussed him out, he did.
I don't work there anymore.
I know you don't. He took your job. He took your job.
Literally
he
took
my job! Took your job! I'm sorry. I don't want to. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to make wake up
yeah,
your wife
probably
or
good.
Children.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Not waking up your wife or children. That's my fault. Ooh.
Hey.
Oh, baby. James is hitting the dab. Don't tell his future bosses.
I think they got clogged. And then we're just
I'm sorry.
Oh, it's holy. Okay. Dude, I can't wait to listen to this later. This is going to be funny. I love us.
You suck out that clog.
Suck that clog, nigga.
I don't know. I don't know how it works.
I mean, bleep out that word.
I don't know drugs.
Okay. I don't know what drugs.
I don't know.
What are drugs?
I don't understand.
Not
How
crack.
Does this work?
I don't know. I don't want to talk about crack a lot.
Wait a second.
Whenever, like, whenever Sam asked me, like, what do you want to do? I'm just like, oh, I don't know. Crack would sounds like a lot of fun. We don't,
it's expensive and boring.
We don't have the money for that. I was like, I know, I'm just saying. You asked what I want to do.
But it's fun.
I mean, maybe.
To be honest, crack.
I don't want to spend money on it, but, you know, if you got it.
Like, yeah, exactly. Doing crack is fun. The whole entire process of getting it is not fun.
But the funny part about it is, like, I've never done crack.
Takes too long.
So.
I have.
Yeah, I know you have.
This whole, this tattoo right here was done while I was on crack. It was a whole bunch of fun. Me and my friend Nick.
It's a big bubble.
Too much money. Not worth it.
Yeah,
maybe once a year.
I'm getting
We're going to have to get like a video camera at some point.
Yeah, I know.
So we can get visuals.
Or a whole heap of
some people know what we're talking about.
I can hold that real quick. Holy shit.
No fire.
Yeah, try not to grab anywhere near the
There was no bug.
Okay, yeah, put that to your mouth. Breathe in.
Breathe out.
Oh, is it not working?
Oh, it's working. I can see it. I can see it.
What poked me?
Sorry.
I don't think it's... What the fuck?
I didn't have fucking, my hand on the choke. Was I supposed to?
No, it's...
We need a thing to unclog it with.
No, I unclogged it pretty well.
Is it working? Does it hit?
Let me get some more. Sorry.
See, I don't understand
the technical. It's literally okay. It's drag a tube. Love more. It's a tube, and I put this on the end, and it gets real hot, and then the smoke goes up the tube.
Am I supposed to hold the? That's choke on the thing.
Don't smoke. It, like, smoke my tube.
Is a tube. Okay. Imagine this is a tube. There's no holes. Oh, it just looks like there are holes. There's
a whole bunch of holes. It's like a honeycomb.
It's an enclosed capsule.
I know what it is. I'm just fucking...
James is high and stupid.
Dragon's always drunk and stupid.
I'm sorry.
Uncle Dragon.
Okay. I'm sorry I'm stupid.
You're not fucking stupid. Stop. Fuck.
Stop fucking.
Stop fucking.
Yeah.
No.
No.
You can't make me.
I will make you.
You know, that's one thing slaves always had. That's one thing you can't take from people. Unless you, like, castrate them. But
yeah, but a lot of slaves did get castrated, though.
Yeah, when they did something wrong.
But or if their masters were assholes.
They grow up and be fucking. Like, yeah. You can never take fucking away
from us. You can't take fucking away from us, dude.
Yeah. You... No matter how bad... I was using slaves as an example. How bad it gets, you can't take fucking away.
You can't take fucking away from us, man. We're all slaves.
All species can always have.
Okay, hold that.
We are a majestic species, man. But we're fucked at the same time.
Okay, breathe in now.
Excuse me, that was me. I apologize. James is taking a dump.
Stop talking on the fucking phone.
No.
We can just talk.
The phone is my best friend. Not you guys. I'm just kidding. I didn't mean that.
I know.
We're going to have to listen to it over later.
I know. We're going to do that right after we're done. But when is that? When will that be?
Right. I don't fucking know. When we're not being funny anymore.
True. But when are we not being funny anymore?
Shouldn't have started.
Yes, we should have. We need to force ourselves to do work.
That's why I forced Tyler to be in charge of it.
We're all fucking funny dudes.
Because he's going to listen to it later.
Oh, I'm absolutely going to listen to it.
Even if we're not there.
Oh, we're going to listen to it.
So we can just keep talking.
I'm going to listen to it after we're done hanging out. And I'm still going to listen to it while we're hanging out, too.
And he'll do it. And he's going to make us famous.
Oh, jeez. That's a lot of pressure.
Yeah. What the fuck?
No, I'm not saying you have to. It's just that's the hope I have in my brain.
I would love to. I'm going to try.
I'm not putting all the eggs in that basket. I'm just saying. It'd
be awesome. Yeah. Hey, I'm going to dye my hair pink. We'll be famous. We'll be cool. Fuck it. That's not going to make us famous, but it'll be fun. The what?
The Masked Singer.
The Masked Singer?
Yeah. Masked.
The Masked Singer? Okay. No, no, I don't know. Yes. Corey Taylor from Slipknot?
I'm sorry.
No, I know what you're talking about, though. I thought you were talking about
you
Corey.
Don't know what
Corey
I'm talking about?
No, I thought you were talking about Corey from Slipknot.
So there's a show where there's 12 celebrities, and then there's four judges. There's Ken Jeong, Dr. Ken Jeong.
Oh, Ken Jeong, yeah.
Joel McHale guest starred on two episodes.
Different
too.
Guy. Joel McHale's cool.
The Pussycat Dolls lady, Nicole Scherzinger.
Oh, yeah.
She's one of the judges.
Yeah,
Ken Jeong's a judge. Joel McHale's the guest judge.
She's got really great tits.
what?
She does.
Donnie Wahlberg's wife.
What's Donnie Wahlberg's wife? Fuck, I don't know. I know Donnie Wahlberg. I don't know who his wife is.
Jenny McCarthy Wahlberg.
Jenny McCarthy is Donnie Wahlberg's wife?
Yeah.
For real?
Yeah.
That's what's up. I don't know.
Yeah, Jenny McCarthy. And Robin Thicke.
Yeah, Rob.
They're the judges.
That is cool.
And there's these 12 celebrities.
I like his
and
dad. His dad was
these really
was
elaborate outfits.
Was on Growing Pains.
Huh? They wear these really elaborate outfits. Like, there's a rabbit, a deer. Like
so basically, deer. Like they
and
go and
all,
do karaoke.
Yeah,
or whatever.
They all come out and they sing and perform and dance, and they have like whole elaborate numbers. And the judges try to guess
they have
who
to pick.
They are.
Yeah,
and. One person gets voted off every week, and they have to take their suit off.
Like, they're like, "Oh no, busted!"
And the judges are trying to guess who it is.
Yeah. Oh, that's what's up.
And you that's can,
a good idea.
But
for
you can
show.
Tell
Some of them are professional singers.
Yeah. Some of them aren't.
Some of them are not. Some of them are famous for different reasons.
Yeah. That's what's up, dude. I respect that. That's a good reality show
for me. It's really good. Sam and I, there's like 4 episodes out so far.
Yeah.
And there's 12 people that need to be unmasked.
Yeah.
And
but you don't know who they are.
It's pretty good. And they're like, because they get voted off each week by how their performance went. So you can tell like the really good performers are still in it.
Yeah.
And I really want to know who they are. It's like, it's genius advertising.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Like
it's good marketing.
Once you watch one episode, you're just like, I need to know who it is.
I want to know.
Because you have your guesses in your head. And it's like, am I right?
Dude, for real.
And the thing that really got me was, so they did 6 of them on the first episode.
Uh-huh.
And then the other 6 on the second episode. Uh-huh. One got voted off out of the first 6. Yeah. Another got voted off out of the second 6. Then the third episode, they came back to the original 6, but just the 5. And they came back to the other 5.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And one of them that came in on the second week, I knew who it was for sure. Right off the bat, I was like, I fucking know who that is.
Fucking Justin Timberlake.
And I told Sam, and she didn't know.
Who was it? Was it Justin Timberlake?
Do you really want me to tell you?
I would love you to tell me.
Are you not going to watch the show?
I don't care about spoilers.
It was Margaret Cho.
I love her.
You know who that is? Yeah, you know who Margaret Cho is?
Margaret Cho rules.
Well, see, because they gave you clues to who she was.
Okay.
And it was like,
this is a bunch of hints, and you got to guess.
The obvious hints that stuck up to me was she was a foreigner.
What the fuck?
Yeah. She was gay.
Yeah.
She was a woman.
Yeah.
She was an activist. She was a comedian.
Fucking Margaret
Cho. And
or you should have said Janine Garofalo.
They were like, that was spread out over video and audio.
Right.
Mind.
Yeah, yeah.
Blah, blah. You know how TV works.
Yeah, yeah.
But I was just like, yeah, that's who that is. I know who that person is. And I told Sam, she was like, who the fuck is that?
Margaret.
And I was just like, how the fuck do you not know? I was like, so then I told her, I was like, she's this Asian lady that she's got some.
She's a funny lady.
She's got some comedy shows. Like, you know, I like comedians. I've seen a lot of comedy. She's really fucking funny.
Yeah.
And my sister and I have talked about her because my sister's big into like the whole LGBTQ thing.
Right, right.
LGBTQ element.
Like when you're fucking.
So, like, she's been to like a lot of parades and shit.
Right.
Yeah, me too.
And
yeah.
She met her.
Yeah, that's like, what. Oh, she met her.
Like,
right?
Yeah,
that's
and what's it, up. Like in California. Like,
that's
the
cool.
Big ones.
That's dope.
But like.
Hell yeah, dude. So I went to a fucking gay pride thing a couple of years ago with my friend Emily. I made out with a dude who later killed himself.
Thanks for that.
That's a big tone change.
I'm good for that. It wasn't because of that. And
I was
like,
trying to be happy,
rest
and
in
then
peace,
I got off track.
Rest in peace, Andrew. He was a cool guy. I love that guy. And then, like, you know.
Anyways.
I feel really bad about
so,
it. I just wanted to give him a shout-out. Rest in peace, Andrew Williams.
But, like, when you learn that you're
he's
right,
tune in.
It's just so...
I don't think he's going to tune in. Fuck you, dude. He was my friend that I made out with gaily.
I think he's right. There was a trivia show,
fuck.
And that was a question.
Oh, well.
Oh, dear.
Jordan's right.
Tribute to... Oh, well, whatever. Shout out to Andrew Williams. He's my buddy. I'm not...
If you know...
I'm sorry for what happened to you, man.
Cheers.
Good night. Yeah, cheers to you, buddy.
I don't want to spill on Jordan's car.
That's cool. That's cool. We'll just clink them together and drink it.
Oh.
Whatever. Alright. Yeah, what are we talking about now?
Did you ever even smoke a cigarette?
I did. Huh. I smoked a whole cigarette. There's the butt.
I didn't even know this.
I'm going to have to do another one.
That's how high I am.
I'm about to do another cigarette. What, is that okay? You're gonna do one?
No.
You're gonna
do a
cigarette?
No.
Have you ever done cigarettes, man?
Why did I just eat all that yogurt?
Jordan just ate. Jordan just ate some yogurt and it was strawberry flavored, which is pretty good. But he was just like, why did I do that? And I feel you. Sometimes you just eat too much yogurt and you don't
know
what I want to do with yourself.
You
want to
know a healthy tip?
Sorry. Yes.
You ever have Greek yogurt?
If we're being too loud, Jordan, had,
disgusting.
If we're being too loud, let me know. Greek
plain yogurt.
We'll shut the fuck up.
What?
Greek plain yogurt.
Yeah, it's fucking disgusting.
Yeah,
it's
I've sour had it too. Cream. I don't like it.
Yeah.
I like so sour cream on things, sour but cream I don't like
substitute.
Can't just eat I sour love, cream like, alone.
Tacos and shit.
Yeah, I love it on tacos.
If oh, you,
like, who it fucking farted?
Be careful you don't get the vanilla Greek yogurt. That's a way different experience.
I smell farts.
But vanilla, no, plain... Fucking,
it's the sulfur burps, or no. I'm telling you. It's awful.
Plain Greek yogurt
no,
is burps. Sour cream, but just way like, healthier for you.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, farts.
Sorry, I was going
that's
on.
That's fucking bad.
It's okay. Can I play a song
on
your
phone? I
can't
smell shit.
On my phone.
I smell farts. I smell a whole
well,
heap.
See, I just said I can't smell shit. So I literally can't smell shit.
Good one, James. Nice one, James. You ever watch that? What's the fucking...
Ozzyman Reviews?
No, fucking...
Oh.
Like Harry Potter... It was like the... Fucking Harry Potter and... it was the second to last one. Fucking the movie. What's the fucking name of
one
it?
Of the,
it's
the,
escaping me.
Deathly Hallows?
Yeah, the Deathly Hallows part one. I think it was part one, yeah. Where I showed... Or it might have been part two, actually. I don't fucking remember, but like,
dude, I want to see the Fantastic Beasts one.
Sorry,
dude,
yeah, no, I feel you, but yeah,
you know,
me too. But fucking
Dumbledore's gay.
Oh yeah, Dumbledore's gay as fuck. Yeah. But fucking, which is cool. It's all good to be gay.
Yeah,
gay.
No, I know.
Be as gay
I love
as
it.
You want to be.
I,
but
it's
a
great.
Yeah, fuck it. Fucking,
part of the story, like.
No, but fucking, what we were just talking about reminded me of fucking. This one scene. I think it was from the. The Deathly Hallows Part 1. The one where it shows, like, the flashback of Snape where he's getting bullied by Harry Potter's dad, James. Mm-hmm. And, like, it shows them as kids. And he's just, like, fucking with Snape. Being a dick to him and shit. And then, his Sirius Black was his best friend,
was,
right?
Half-Blood Prince.
Was it?
Okay. That was a Half-Blood Prince.
I get them all confused because I just, like, always just watch them in, like, consecutive order.
Yeah, that was
but, okay. But yeah, that one though. Where it shows like the flashbacks where like Snape's just like seeing Snape's fucked up memories and shit. Where James Potter's like bullying Snape and stuff and he's got him like we'll go to him Leviosa and he's like holding him upside down and shit, like and then Sirius is just like, nice one, James. I don't know. What I said to you just reminded me of that scene.
Can I intervene here?
It's your house, dude. Do exactly as you please, buddy.
Yeah. Oh, no. I think I forgot.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Woof. Say Wu-Tang.
Wait a second. No.
Were you going to say something?
Woo-poop.
Here, give me 1 second.
Damn.
Oh, yeah.
Do I have enough
time? I wish it wasn't so late. We could wake up.
Mortal Kombat
fucking...
11.
Mortal Kombat 11?
Fuck yeah. Yes, man. Fuck yeah. I love Mortal Kombat.
What?
It's going to have Shaggy in it.
Like Scooby-Doo or the
I
Rapper?
Scooby-Doo.
That's what I thought you meant. I just wanted to be sure.
Shaggy Rogers.
Shaggy.
Let's go,
Rogers.
Scoob.
His move is he's backstepping. It wasn't
new,
me.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the new biggest
they
meme.
They can't hit you.
The new big meme on the internet.
The meme, right?
It's Shaggy. Shaggy's a god. Show him some of the memes, dude.
No.
Yeah, the new thing is, like, Shaggy is a god. Shaggy. He only uses, like, 1%
of his power. You know,
I'm
just gonna show you the fucking, like, the video, Ultra Instinct.
Yeah! Please do that. That's so good. Let's go, Scoob. Like, there's a fucking... It's a part from, like, an actual Scooby-Doo movie. I don't even know which one it is, but, like, it's Shaggy.
You walk away,
too. Yeah.
I walk on your face.
Yeah, it's Shaggy. He just beats up a whole fucking biker gang by himself. Let's go, Scoob. Woo! Scoob's all freaked out. He's like, oh no, I didn't know this. I didn't expect this from you, Shaq. Ruh-roh, Raggy. Shaq is a fucking badass, man. I wish I had his power. Shaggy's whooping ass.
I love how this sounds like anime music.
Yeah, exactly. Shaggy's whooping ass. Fuck these Nazis. I don't know why I call them Nazis. Mostly because they're getting their asses whooped, and I like them when Nazis get their asses whooped. They suck. Shag is all like, okay. Dude, I hope Deucebeard punches me in the face one time. I want him to punch me and get fired again. Fuck him. Even when he tries to be nice to me, he's condescending and I don't fucking like him.
Dude, I can teach you a move to counter him.
I don't want to fight him back if it's at work.
No.
He can hit me as hard as he wants.
No, I can. If you can bait him into throwing like a haymaker at you,
yeah,
I got you a great fucking move to do to him.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You just want to show me some more fucking wrestling moves, don't you?
No. It's not really a wrestling move.
Yeah?
But like, I learned it as JKD actually. But it's really easy and you don't even have to get down.
Or, Shaggy! Like, That was weird timing.
No, but he's gonna be in Mortal Kombat.
Like literally.
That's what's up. I hope Shabby. I hope that's real.
Like if you just like provoke him. All right,
we're only gonna do one.
No, if you provoke him enough,
let's be honest. Just talk like, a bunch of shit.
But like, and then he like, you know how he gets like pissy.
Yeah.
Like, that's what you do with people who that they're like super angry. Aggro. If he gets angry enough, just be like, hey man, back off. And if he comes at you and just throws one punch. Like with his right arm, so just like throw him up. Just go like this. Actually, I'm too drunk, but just block.
Just like a fucking chop, and then just like grab him by the neck.
So, okay. So he throws a punch like that, wrist like this, elbow and down. That's all I gotta do, and then they'll go to the ground.
Some fucking Bruce Lee shit.
Just be like.
Hell yeah.
This,
I want to do that to Deucebeard. I just want to hurt him once.
This is official
one time
art from the artist that draws the Mortal Kombat.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, dude. That's awesome.
That's fucking awesome.
That's rad.
That is awesome.
That's fantastic. I'm so glad.
And
Ed,
there was a big,
Ed Boon
there was a big,
strikes again.
Yeah,
he's
there,
the man.
There was a big petition to get Shaggy into Mortal Kombat as a DLC character.
Ed Boon's the man, dude.
Like,
of course. He's
they're like gets, adding him.
Because crazy as DLC characters to
yeah,
all
dude.
Games. So,
Kratos was in
the fucking to see, Pennywise
Kratos
Dancing
was in
Clown.
The last Mortal Kombat.
Yeah.
I want to see
fucking,
Pennywise Dancing Clown.
Yes.
And
dude.
Have you guys ever played cool. Injustice?
Yeah.
It's fucking Mortal Kombat
yeah,
with
good.
DC characters,
awesome.
And then you can get Scorpio or Scorpion and
that's crazy.
Dude. You remember Mortal Kombat versus DC Universe?
I remember playing Scorpion. It was the weirdest fucking thing.
I bled for Scorpion,
but like the controls are
the
same. The gameplay.
I love Scorp.
Like,
that's what's up. Mortal Kombat.
They're just
rules.
Recycling the same codes to do the same gameplay.
Well, if you created
but
Mortal
they
just Kombat,
add different characters.
If you've created the original Mortal Kombat, like it's not hard to like keep making that more awesome.
I think this upcoming Halloween, I want to do Shaggy for Halloween.
Want to be Shaggy? I'll be Scoob. No, fuck that. I'll be Fred.
Because like I can.
No, fuck that shit. I'll be Velma. All I gotta do is get a wig and some weird glasses and be like. What is it? What does Velma always say? Jinkies.
Jinkies. I think my wife would probably be Velma.
Alright, she'll be Velma. I'll be Daphne then. Fuck that shit.
Daphne.
I'll be Daphne. I love Daphne. Then like I'll be like Daphne when her and Fred switched bodies in the first live action movie.
Yes.
You'll be like, I can look at myself naked. And then Daphne's all like, Fred, that's rape.
It is. I think technically. Because
Fred,
actually,
that's not politically correct anymore.
Don't call me nice.
Don't call me white. Don't call me white.
You're white.
Sorry, feeling.
Kill all the white man.
Hey, Jordan,
so, I saw this.
Would you mind doing
today?
Me a huge flavor?
No.
Would you mind doing me a huge flavor?
Yeah.
You grab me my other one of these under this out of the fridge. I mean, you don't need to throw that one away. I just the other one just because you were
so
2 feet away.
So, do you guys think this stat is true?
No.
I saw earlier today that all of the original cast members from Friends make $20 million a year still
from Friends. I believe it.
Because
I don't know if it's a fact, but I believe it.
Because, like, I mean, annually...
It's one of the most popular shows.
I read it, and I was just like, is there that much money?
Yeah.
It just depends on whether it's a true fact.
I mean, either way, it's a fact. It just depends on if it's a true fact.
I don't remember where I read it.
No, seriously, the rules of fact. I could tell you that, like, a cheetah
Do you think this stat is, like, close to right?
I'm done.
I'm sorry.
Sorry.
I didn't mean to interrupt you.
I wouldn't be Matthew McConaughey. No, it's not
you. I don't feel like explaining anything anymore.
Who's your favorite friend, you guys? Who's your favorite member of the Friends?
Chandler.
Fucking me too. What? I love Chandler. Friends. Chandler is me. We're all fucking Chandler. What? We're not fucking Chandler.
Chandler's a sarcastic asshole.
Yeah, but
that's so who confused. I've been he's the my one that whole
makes,
life.
He's Who's the one that Chandler? Makes jokes. You want to see it?
Chandler Bing.
Can you who the Chandler fuck Bing
from Friends?
I've never
Chandler seen Bing.
It. Oh my god. Look this up, is why look. He can't be in the conversation. He's too young. He doesn't know Friends.
Yeah. You were born in 1998.
We forget he's a child.
Sometimes. I'm not a fucking child.
You're just a little
baddie. Have you seen Friends?
You're more of a man than I am, though.
See, mentally. He hasn't seen Friends.
But that's physically, why he's not... you were born in 1998 well, instead of 1991.
I'm not a
child. You have two children.
Physically.
I am
chronologically Jordan,
the adultiest.
Compared Jordan, to you are definitely adultiest, you are definitely the adultiest. But
chronologically.
Mentally.
Chronologically, we're older than you.
Yeah. We're both
time-wise.
We're both just like old dorks.
And we were around when Friends was a big fucking deal.
I'm just a prequel.
You're the prequel.
No, we're the prequel. Prequel comes first. We came first.
Yeah.
I'm the after.
Well, our dads came first.
I'm the epilogue.
He's the after party. Jordan's the after party.
That was a funny joke.
Hey, Jordan. I'm sorry. I didn't hear you. Our dads came first. Talking.
That was funnier.
Yeah, my dad.
That was a funny joke. You guys
my dad
laugh.
Came in 1990. And then here I am. Shout out to you, Dad, if you listen to this, you want, though.
My dad came in 93. I was born in 94.
Word up.
That's so weird.
Fist bump. That was a fist bump. You guys can't see it. Hey, Jordan, can I show you who Chandler Bing is? Can I look it up on your phone?
Oh, yeah, that's what it was.
Show you, like, the best of Chandler Bing. From Friends. Sure. But he's my nigga.
You see the thing where he teaches sarcasm. I need to stop class.
Saying that word so often. But like, I like it. It's fun. Just like Joe Rogan. Just like Joe Rogan said. It's like, I'm not racist at all. Seth. It's like, just let me borrow the word sometimes, guys. Come on. Just
stop Joe Rogan. Like,
what? Yeah. He had a joke.
I'll only use it if there's no black people around.
No, it's like Joe Rogan. Joe Rogan, just let me borrow it for a bit. Yeah, Joe Rogan said it one time. He's like, it's not a racist thing at all. It's like, I'm not a racist. But, like, it sounds cool. Just let me borrow the word sometimes. Just, like, I see my friends. Sometimes it'd be cool to just be like, what's up, nigga?
Did I tell you about when my buddy Seth went to Germany?
No.
And then his buddy comes back to the hotel room.
I'm making myself, like, sound
with
like more
this black German kid. And he's like, this is my...
Black German kid?
Yeah.
This is my
black German kid.
Hard R. Like, use the hard R.
Oh.
He's like, this is my That's friend. Okay. And they're like, dude, I mean, you just said that in his face.
It's all about intention, though, for real. Like,
and,
it's not about,
and
like...
he was like, no, dude.
If you accidentally say it without, like,
they live malice, in Germany.
Fine. Like, I
he's
think,
never been know, enslaved.
Whatever, I don't know.
Like, his family, like, his ancestors if didn't they're go not through mad, that. So that's not even a word here. Like, that word means nothing here.
What, the N-word?
Huh? Yeah. With the hard R.
Kind of how here...
So then he was there for 2 weeks, and then he comes back and he's like, I just got used to saying it over there, and it's bad. Because he said it once when we were drunk.
Yeah.
And he said it in the middle of my dorm room at Adrian.
Yeah.
And I lived next to a bunch of tall basketball players.
Oh, no. I mean, they're good people, too. He's like, I said, oh, no, for no reason.
And he just said it just loud, like, and then he
because,
went...
Because, oh, no, because he said that
I
shit.
Didn't mean to. I don't...
We should stop this
it's
podcast.
It's okay, just, you know, don't do it again. You're going to get us killed.
It's okay. The one time. You didn't know, it's okay. All right, when it gets to 45 minutes, I'm stopping it.
Okay.
Just so we can listen to it over. You know,
we all gotta listen to it over.
Well, I want to listen to it.
Yeah, no, we can do that. Yeah,
we're gonna do it because I like hearing my own fucking voice. I'm like Sivo. I'm intentional. The word fanny.
You say like fanny pack or like fanny?
Fanny, like a fat ass.
In America, like that word doesn't really.
The fupa? Oh, yeah, here's Chandler Bing, by the way.
But like in England or whatever, Britain, it's like super expensive.
By the way, you're the Chandler Bing of our friend group. You're totally. Kind of misunderstanding. It's because you're like an awkward one. Sometimes, like Chandler is.
Oh, that would be mine. See, I wrote a note to myself, and then I realized I didn't need the note.
You're Joey, and I'm Ross.
Now I wish I was dead.
Yeah, that's fine.
No, but I'm a smart ass. But I have a... Yeah, that's true. I'm lippy like Joey, though. I'm lippy sometimes.
I eat like Joey.
Yeah, I can't eat like Joey, see?
Oh!
I'm... My... God!
So, Jay,
it's Janice.
Hey, it's Janice!
Janice!
Last night, I agree
meets Janice again.
You and I... We're, doing it on this table.
You okay there?
I can't believe you two had sex in our train.
I'm sorry, it was a one-time thing. I was very drunk and it was someone else's subconscious.
And sometimes I may be away longer. Like this. But I'll still fucking always Ross. Come back.
Everybody has a little bit of every member of Friends in them.
But sometimes I'll want you to steal third, and I'll go like this.
Fucking Chandler. Yeah, I'm Chandler because I make fucking inappropriate jokes at times that are inappropriate. You know? Motherfucker.
Crazy bitch.
Crazy ass bitch. Fuck Janice.
One's from Joey. All right. It feels like
when it gets to 45 minutes, actually, no, after this video is over,
and
then I'm stopping it and we're listening to it again.
That book got me through some tough times.
Good for you,
there
Joey.
There's a little child inside this man.
Yes, the doctors say if they remove it, he'll die.
Okay, sweetie.
I just feel like
Chandler's such a just makes inappropriate jokes at all times. That's how he like deals with his anxiety. I'm shut up now. Fucking Ross. I love Ross though. Pivot! Pivot! You remember that episode?
We were on a break!
Pivot! We were on a break!
I just want $1 million!
Oh, they have a shirt that you can buy online, I think, somewhere. Which just says, like, well, it's in the Friends logo, but it says Pivot. Remember that episode when, like, they were helping Ross move a couch upstairs? Well, hey, like, around the corner, and Ross was like, Pivot! Pivot! Pivot!
Yeah, like
the way he was saying
it. Fucking loud.
Sorry.
So good.
I apologize. Hello, people.
Don't talk to the phone.
Don't tell me not to talk to the phone. I'll talk to the phone if I please. Hello. Pivot!
What's the matter with you?
God damn it.
Mean guys at the coffee house. My hat.
No!
It was ridiculous, you know. These guys, they were bullies, actual bullies, you know.
Oh yeah, I remember that episode. So they stole their hats.
Supposed to happen anymore?
Oh, come on.
Oh no! Wait a minute. I have no one.
Oh no, Ross, your life sucks.
Boy, I feel bad.
Oh yeah.
Very bad. Chandler, what are you doing,
Chandler? Oh my god!
When Chandler like picks up smoking every couple seasons.
I was smoking again. Today I'm smoking still.
Why would you start again after chewing all that quitting gum?
I'm telling you, this is just like my parents' divorce, which is when I started smoking in the first place.
Which was
aren't
long
you number. Nine?
His dad was became like a gay stripper. So he's like, I don't know, he was like really traumatized, even though both of his parents like loved him and like took care of him, but like they were both like weird and separated and shit. Well, like he's like traumatized for some reason. Which, you know, I haven't been in that situation, so I can't judge.
My lighter's in there.
Dang. Tailpipe's not hot enough to light this. Okay,
Chandler's my dude.
Anybody got a coat hanger? Well, I don't. Oh, no.
I got a coat hanger.
I took it out of my shirt when I put it on this
morning.
On
my arm is a tattoo. Good bend. Hmm? The coat hangers rule.
Chandler, what are you doing? There is
you're annoyed by right the time there. I talk about the coat hangers.
Well, I thought if I littered, that crying Indian might come by and save us.
Okay, done.
What's plat?
That's help, spelled backwards so that the helicopters can read it from the air.
Huh. What's doofus spelled backwards?
Fasood.
That's what it is.
Saving your butt. Unless, of course, I'm stepping
hey guys,
on some toes.
Knuckle tap, save butt.
Mosey on. Yes. I've got plenty of people to help butt on the
safe.
Interstate.
Safe butt.
Safe butt.
I don't know, I'm a dork.
Oh, no, now it's not going to make any sense.
Oh, no. The gens again?
Okay, that's like the least fun game ever.
I'm really sick of your smoking, so I brought something that is going to...
I'm sorry, Jennifer Aniston. I will not smoke anymore in front of your face. Is that a stapler?
Nope, that patch is no good.
Chandler's been dude.
Come on, it's a hypnosis tape. This woman at work used it for 2 weeks straight, and she hasn't smoked since. So, how did you guys meet?
Well, I was in Mrs. Knight's... I mean, Alice. Sorry, Alice.
Phoebe's little brother. That's Kitty from that 70s show, man.
Mm-hmm. And he was my best student.
Yeah, she was my best teacher.
Oh. Yeah, because you're fucking each other.
Yeah. You think they all did 20 million a year still?
Probably. I mean, that show is like still one of the most popular shows of all time.
Well, yeah, and it says Warner Brothers still pays out the whole company $1 billion a year.
Okay, my boss.
Really?
Like the whole show.
Really?
And 2% goes to each cast member. Each original cast member.
That's dope.
And that comes out to about 20 million.
They deserve it. They were a good part of my childhood, man. I think they deserve it.
They're making that much every year. Even if they're not doing that much anymore.
Yeah, right?
They're still getting that 20 million.
Well, hell yeah for them, man. Congratulations, the cast of Friends.
That's ridiculous.
Hey, yeah, it's ridiculous, but fucking I. Sorry for cursing. Sorry for cursing in your house.
And I sat near the door, so she'd have to pass by if she wanted to, like, switch cars. She was totally at my mercy.
I can't smell
shit. Were you so late because you were burying with this woman?
I can't. I'm too drunk to smell anything.
30 seconds. All the questions you can answer.
Okay. I'm apologizing. I'm literally smoking cigarettes.
I am so good at lightning rounds.
Are you mad at me?
I majored in lightning rounds. All right? We're going to destroy you.
Be mad.
Come on, a bet.
He can't even.
Tell me to fuck off and walk on.
That's how pure a person you are, Jordan.
You just I think you. I think
I don't belong here.
I think you are. You just don't know how to tell people.
What if you could?
I understand.
Keep the apartment.
You can't be visibly mad.
Jordan, you're a fucking sweetheart, man.
Talking about a bet. Winner takes all.
You're a gem.
Or you can end up with everything.
Ooh, like fucking, he gave me a ride to work today. He didn't even need to.
All right, so what do you
say? He just did it because we're friends.
Just do it.
That was very nice.
I'm convinced.
I appreciate that. That was very nice of you, man.
We are switching back right now.
I did that for
no,
you, too.
No, we're not. We're
I know
not.
You did. You're also a sweetheart of
some time because you both have jobs, and as soon as you do, we're switching it back.
I was
there's nothing you can do
joke.
To stop us. Right, Joe?
That didn't mean anything.
That was a fun joke. James and Jordan are both huge sweethearts. Everybody wants to know. Sorry, we're watching Friends.
I don't care. This is our apartment. And they stole really? You. Stole. Our apartment. We won that apartment fair and square twice. And I'm getting it back right now.
We won it fair and square
right
twice.
Little announcement. I've decided.
They did.
My best friend is my best friend Gunther.
They played Jeopardy for it.
What's my last name?
The stripper stole the ring!
I love Joey.
Joey's
such a
ring.
Dummy. I feel like I'm Joey,
the
except like
gone.
Not as much of a whore.
Like, give me a minute to wake up for this.
Alright, I'll be Joey. You be
You're the
you're the worst best man
fuck
ever.
You're Ross. Definitely you're Ross.
Hey, you guys, or Chandler. Guess what?
We're all three of them.
Yeah, we're all three of them. Mixture. Yeah, it's so hard to, like, even pick.
Take the three of them, put them in a blender.
Yeah, exactly.
And then make three new people out of it. That's three.
We're a friend's milkshake.
We're a friend chick.
We don't need to put ourselves in those boxes. Like Taco Bell
like
says.
A feminist just saying all that.
Yeah. So it's good to be a feminist
in
right?
certain ways.
I'm a feminist. And the bunny
got away. Like, yeah, me too. But not in every way. I deserve some respect
people,
too. To be mean. I'm sorry.
No. Being a true feminist
women.
Just means being equal.
I don't hurt women or children or anyone from anyone in any other race. Like, I love all people. Until
race,
they're addicted
gender,
to
any of that, it just should be
exactly.
Like,
why are you
wearing this? What are you trying to do with your life? What are you qualified to do with your life?
Are you a good person? Do you have a good heart?
Exactly.
That's all that should matter.
Gender, race, any of that?
Fuck that.
Sexual orientation?
Yeah, exactly.
None of this should matter.
Who gives a fuck? Not me. I don't give a fuck. Like, I don't care. Like, even if... I'm sorry. We're making Troy watch Chandler.
I'm saying, I feel like that. That kind of attitude towards life is what makes you a good person.
Just like your son, Mrs. Tribbiani.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Just
have a good
religion.
Heart. Any just towards people. As long
don't
as you're,
matter.
If you're not an asshole towards me, I won't be a fucking asshole towards you. But like, it goes both ways, though. If you're an asshole towards me, I'll be an asshole towards you. I don't know.
Why are we getting too deep? We're getting too deep.
I don't know. We're on a podcast. We're almost an hour in. Let's just go for the whole hour. Fuck it.
Oh, you wanted to pause at 45. Sorry.
I know. No, I know. Yeah. We're watching the best of Chandler from Friends.
Stop catching.
So I might as well just wait till the hour comes in 8 minutes. Exactly 8 minutes.
Dude, hernia operations cost like a lot, probably.
Cool. Oh, yeah, when Joey got a hernia. Fuck.
The money. Just go to the hospital and let's just get that thing pushed back in.
Aborted. Thank let's you. Get it aborted.
It would take me forever to pay that money back, and I don't want that hanging over my head. Okay, besides, as soon as my insurance kicks in, I get all the free operations I want. I think I'll probably start with that laser eye surgery.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey. What's going on?
Well, Joey's got a really bad hernia, but it's nothing that a little laser eye surgery won't fix.
You know what's sadder than this? Bambi.
That's true.
I
love Phoebe. Phoebe's my favorite one, dude.
Because on the third day, my mother killed herself, so I was partly crying for this. Yeah.
Dude, fuck that. I'm Phoebe. For real. She always, like, brings in, like, inappropriate jokes. Yeah, remember when my mom killed herself? I always say that. I was like, yeah, remember when my grandma died on the toilet?
We said we would meet at the coffee house at 6.
Yeah, exactly.
We said
wait,
6.
Was your grandmother Elvis?
The only way that I said 6 would be...
My grandmother was
sentence.
Elvis.
Let's meet at 7.
You
at
all
6.
Would like to know? I believe that she lied about it.
Having known you
she's
for
so alive.
About a year.
That makes sense.
What are you planning on wearing? A chicken suit?
Clink, clink. Shout out to my grandma Elvis.
Oh, sorry.
And Andrew Williams. The dude I made out with at the gay pride parade. Not at the parade, but like at a bar.
It'll cost you one husband.
Okay, I'm sorry. I think I can walk the rest of the way now. Just give me my boots.
He was a cool guy. It sucks that he killed
himself.
Well, I don't have them either. Where are they?
Well, why don't you check in one of my saddlebags while I chew
my gay partner killed himself.
Okay. Our first contestant is Ross Geller. Why don't you tell us
a
little bit about yourself, Ross?
Well, I'm a paleontologist. I live in New York. I have a son, Ben.
Oh, we have 6 minutes left.
Ben, and
I said a little bit, Ross. Now. Well, Joey, I'm a headhunter. I hook up out-of-work Soviet scientists with rogue third-world nations. Hi, Rasputin.
Excellent. You
gotta
spin the wheel or pick a Google card.
Let me think. Oh, I don't care.
Dang. Alright, we still got like 5 minutes and 20 seconds
left. Have you ever seen the Chandler Bing Sarcasm 101?
No, I have not. But, like, I would like to. Are you okay, Jordan? You look like you want to go to sleep.
Let me in, I got a girl out here.
Dude, let me in, I got a girl out here. I'm Joey.
Well, I've got a girl in here.
I'm fucking Joey.
I'm the one I just saw you go in there with Monica.
It's okay.
Oh, well, it only...
We're hanging out in here. Mm. Which one of us is going to be having sex in
here? Okay, the maximum is only 60 minutes anyway, so I won't let us record for longer than that. Which is what my plan was anyways.
What if we watch a movie?
I'm sorry, Jordan.
Which we are? Well, and we already paid for it. It's My Giant.
Because we're doing this to you.
My Giant? I love that movie.
I love you, man.
Maybe I'll see you there in a bit.
Okay.
Don't you fucking do that. There we go. I won. Me and my best friend from high school, Brandon.
Felicity
and I. He's the singer in the Promenade. Me and him used to like have this joke that we used to do like in school. We walk by each other in the hallway and be like, "High one."
No. Just be like, "The giant's like 5 years younger than me."
Like a high five. You think I'll ever get
there? That's
awesome. Yeah, we rocked.
Yes.
Thanks. We rocked that whole school. Nah, most of them thought we were dorks. And Brandon... Brandon always told people he was gay and he wasn't. It's funny. And then we had, like, a fat friend named Kyle. He was, like, you know, like, big old fat dude. Yeah, he would make fat jokes about himself all the time. And he was really funny.
Didn't you have a name for him?
No. No, we just called him Fat Kyle. Fat Kyle. We call him that to his face because he would call himself that. Like, he made up that name. My best friend Kyle is a totally different guy. Different Kyle. Diff Kyle.
Who can tell me what these are?
Fish fingers.
Alright, you guys, we got 3 minutes left on this podcast.
We're doing a thing. We're going to say something about fish not having fingers?
James, Jordan, say something cool. Can I play lesbian porn?
Why?
I'm not gonna. I mean, I don't like doing that in front of people. I was just joking. I like doing it when I'm by myself.
Me too.
It's good to jack off to.
What the fuck?
Hey man, when like hot girls like suck each other's titties, it's awesome.
TMI, dude.
But you can't tell me I'm wrong. Yeah, I'm sure you agree.
You're getting too personal now.
I mean, it's the podcast. Well,
get out of my head.
It's the cast. Think about it.
Get into my life.
Jordan. High life.
High life.
I'm sorry, I almost dropped your phone. Oh, shit. I'm gonna plug your phone into my charger.
Good luck with that.
Just like, you know,
people. Good luck with that.
You know, like people in porn do. Oh, it's the wrong thing. It's not. It's not going to even work. How do you charge your phone?
I wish I could.
All right. Okay. You guys, we only got like a minute and a half left. Can we play Friends theme song? Do that now. Can
you no, this is the video I was looking for before.
Play the Friends theme song because we only got like a minute left.
There's nothing like an hour.
Or it's gonna shut it off.
Oh wait. Oh, I get it. You're saying that because you don't want him to park in your space.
Very good. You win the trip.
Play the Friends theme song.
We don't have time. There's 7 seconds.
I don't care. Just play.
I don't know. A minute and 7 seconds.
No, no, until all your life was gonna be this way. Your job's a joke, you're broke. Love life's the way. It's like you're always stuck in second gear. I don't remember the rest of fucking lyrics. But who gives? Who really cares? Yeah. I'll be there for you. When the rain starts to pour, I'll be there for you.